USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence has an update on the total number of coronavirus cases in the United States.
At the present moment, we have 43 domestic cases of the coronavirus, 48 cases of individuals who have returned to the United States. Of the domestic cases, 29 of the 43 are either in California or Washington State.
Federal agencies are preparing for Super Tuesday. Several departments released joint statements ahead of the busiest day of the presidential primary season. The feds say foreign actors continue to try to influence public sentiment and shape voter perceptions. Voters in 14 states will take part in Super Tuesday, and a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. It was a record day as the Dow gained 1,293 points to finish at 26,703. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to the ban on bump stocks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Trump administration imposed the ban on bump stocks after the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017. A bump stock is a rapid-fire device that gives rifles the capability to mimic automatic weapons, and the Vegas shooting massacre left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams is touring a public health laboratory in Connecticut as people continue to brace for a possible coronavirus outbreak. Adams tells reporters there's no need to panic.
We want folks to know that your risk as an individual remains low, but that doesn't mean that we, as your health officials and state officials, aren't doing everything possible to prepare for what we know will be increased cases of coronavirus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Ken Cuccinelli is calling for a boycott of Greyhound after the bus company announced they would stop cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Cuccinelli tells Fox News they're going to continue doing enforcement at transportation hubs, and it's been going on for years.
So it's very similar to when we saw this from Greyhound, is the Congress has given Customs Border Protection 100 miles from the border to essentially do border enforcement. If you think about that, it makes perfect sense. You can't literally expect to line a 2,000-mile border, and heck, the southern border is shorter than the northern border, with people, to deal with people exactly on the border. So we have internal checkpoints near the border, and the real issue here is doing enforcement at transportation hubs. And I got news for you and this bus company. We're going to keep doing enforcement right at those transportation hubs within the boundaries of the law, as we have for decades. Decades, literally. President's been very clear to keep pressing ahead.
Cuccinelli also says that a federal judge's ruling that he was unlawfully appointed to act as head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has nothing to do with his current position as acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, and the decision from the judge will be appealed. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.